Russia's banks removed. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The U.S., European Union, and United Kingdom have agreed to block selected Russian banks from the SWIFT global financial messaging system. In addition, they say restrictive measures will be placed on Russia's central bank in response to the invasion of Ukraine. It's believed that disconnecting the Russian banks from SWIFT will harm their ability to operate globally. President Biden says Western nations remain united.
My goal from the very beginning was to make sure that I kept all of NATO and the European on the same page. Because the one thing I think that Putin thought he could do was split NATO, creating a great aperture for him to be able to walk through.
Right.
And that hasn't happened.
The president on the No Lie with Brian Tyler Cohen podcast. The NATO response force has been activated, but it's unlikely troops will be deployed to Ukraine. The Ukrainian city of Kyiv has gone dark, possibly to make Russian attacks more difficult. Fox's Trey Yinks is there.
There was a loud explosion near the airport, but it comes after Ukrainian officials warned people to get into bomb shelters. They said they had information about an imminent Russian attack on the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, and it was so significant that they put out a special alert urging people to get underground. Even the hotel that we were in used the fire alarm to warn guests they needed to go to bomb shelters immediately. Now, shortly after this, this is when the loud explosion happened near the airport.
Russian forces were last reported about 19 miles from Kyiv. Las Vegas police say 14 people were shot early this morning in a hookah parlor and that one victim died. Two suffered critical injuries. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Friday was another big day for the global markets.
Oil prices retreated after the U.S. benchmark briefly topped $100 per barrel, while Brent, which is the global benchmark, momentarily surpassed $105 per barrel for the first time since 2014 amid concerns that conflict and sanctions would disrupt supplies. The benchmark for U.S. crude slid 1.3% to $91.59 per barrel. Brent crude also fell almost 1.2% to $97.93.
Fox Business Network's Lydia Hu reporting. Another person has been sentenced in connection with last year's January 6th chaos at the U.S. Capitol.
A Florida man who grabbed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's podium and posed for photos with it during the U.S. Capitol riot has been sentenced to more than 2 months behind bars. Adam Johnson has also been ordered to pay a $5,000 fine and perform 200 hours of community service. The image of Johnson smiling and waving as he carried Pelosi's podium went viral after he and others breached the U.S. Capitol. Johnson now says that was a very stupid idea. Tom Graham, Fox News.
An attack on a Milwaukee police station Friday afternoon when a man opened fire in the lobby on officers while members of the public were also present. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says officers caught up with the suspect after he ran from the station.
During the encounter, multiple officers discharged their weapons. The suspect was struck multiple times. No other officers or members of the community were injured.
The 23-year-old man was taken to a hospital for treatment of non-fatal injuries. Chief Norman says the suspect was not known to the Milwaukee PD prior to the incident, and it's not yet known if the attack is related to the death of a suspect while in custody. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.